Hey there, welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. Do you wish you could find a sustainable way to get healthy and not feel overwhelmed in the process? Do you find yourself up late at night scouring Pinterest for meal prep ideas and quick workouts? Do you wake up with big ambitious goals only to feel stressed out and disappointed when you fall back in your old habits, drive through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru for the second time this week, all while the fresh produce you just bought goes bad? Hey, I'm Rebecca. I too am a working mom of two littles and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. All my life, I've struggled with trying to maintain a healthy weight and feel good in my skin. I could add yo-yo dieter to my resume. After I packed on 50 plus pounds with two pregnancies, I decided to change for good. I wanted to stop obsessing about food, stay consistent, and set a good, healthy example for my kids. But I kept telling myself that I didn't have the time, the energy, or accountability to stay on track. Until I changed my mindset and created One Healthy Habit at a Time. In this podcast, you will find simple, actionable steps so you can create a healthy lifestyle and get relief from the overwhelm. Spray that dry shampoo, grab your iced coffee, turn up the volume, and let's get healthy. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. I'm so grateful that you are tuning in with me this week. I know that you guys can do a bajillion other things. So I'm so grateful that you are taking some time to spend with me, focus on your health and well-being, because you absolutely deserve to feel good in your skin. Today, I wanted to talk to you guys about mindfulness. And I don't mean like woo-woo mindfulness. I mean in relationship to our food and how we're consuming it and how we're purchasing it and what we're emulating for our children when it comes to, you know, when we're eating, what we're eating, and how we're just going about the whole process of it. And what I have noticed in my life is that we are so go all the time. That's kind of how I live my life. That's why this podcast is called Hot Mess Mom Health, because I feel like a mess most of the time. And if you can relate to that, that's where I'm at. And if you're not and you're super calm and chill, that's amazing. I am not there yet, but I'm working on it. Anyway, if you are in that go phase where you are running to maybe baseball games or you're running to work in the morning and you're always running on the go and you're eating in the middle of things and you never really take a second to eat or focus on what you're eating, when you're eating it, you're multitasking while you're eating, this could kind of play a role into a couple different things. And for me, it was one of those critical things that I'm taking a look at, because I think it's easy to do where you can overeat when you're not really taking time to consider how you feel. Are you full? Are you not full? Did you even enjoy what you were eating? Do you even remember eating what you were eating? How many times, you know, just like driving somewhere and you get to your destination, you don't even remember how you got there or what you passed or anything. Eating can be the same way. And I think that we can oftentimes forget that eating is almost like a ritual and it's something that we should enjoy. We have to eat to survive. We have to eat to live. And if we can emulate to our kids these things that I'm going to talk about today, I think our children will be better off too, because I'm guilty of this where sometimes I will let my kids watch the TV while they're eating, or I'll let them watch their tablet. And it is something that I don't want to do on a regular basis. I don't even really want to be doing multiple things while I'm eating, because it does take away from fueling my body, recognizing when I'm full, and just feeling those satisfying sensations of food and what it can do for you. So just all in this episode, I just want to remind you that we all have to eat, right? How we're fueling our body matters, but also the things around that matter too. And if you are just sitting there, or maybe you're running around your kitchen trying to pack lunches and you're shoveling your dinner down your throat and you're not even taking a minute to sit and enjoy the food, even if it's 10 minutes, right? Just give yourself the 10 minutes to sit there, smell the food, use your senses, look at the food, chew your food, chew it the right amount of times. I am so guilty of just chewing my food so fast that I'm almost swallowing entire particles of food. Like it's not even being chewed up enough to be digested well. So I'm affecting my digestive system. And this is like, there's studies out there on all of this stuff. I Googled studies, like went to PubMed. There's so much information out there about why it's important to take our time to eat the food, just from a mental health thing, like just being able to take that time to enjoy the food from a gastroenterology thing. We need to chew our food, eat slowly so it can be digested properly. I mean, these are things that we don't think about because we are so hurried and rushed all the time. And I get it. Life is crazy. But we owe it to ourselves to take, to slow down and take the 10 to 15 minutes to fuel our bodies and to take the mental check to say, am I full? Did I enjoy what I just ate? Did it feel like I was fueling my body properly? Am I emulating for my kids that this is a good way to eat? Or am I showing them that we should be watching TV on our cell phones while we're eating? These things matter and they will trickle onto our kids. There was, you know, a time where we were all really strict in my house about not having the TV on during dinner, and it kind of got a little bit lax, you know, in the hurry season. But I'm like strict on that. I do not want my kids watching TV or being on tablets while we're eating. It's a very distracting thing when you don't even realize how much you're eating. And when you're done eating, it's just like the dry that I spoke about. You don't even like feel satisfied because you don't remember it. And I like to think of a meal time is a catching up time with friends and family members and really enjoying those times. And it's better for our minds. It's better for our bodies. It's better for our digestive tract. It's better for our glucose. It's better for so many different things that it costs no money, right? Even if you ate the same things that you were already eating, even if they're not the most perfect on the nutritional scale of whatever, if you just became more mindful about when you're eating, and taking that time, maybe taking a couple deep breaths before you eat, taking a couple deep breaths in between bites, putting our silverware down in between bites. And it's funny, but not funny. My husband calls me a prisoner because I'll do like, if I'm starving, I'll do like the prisoner shovel. Like I've never had food in 2 years and it's like the best meal of my life. And he calls it prisoner shoveling. But I'm trying to be more mindful as well about doing that because it's not good. Your body can only take it in so fast. You get gas, bloating, your stomach hurts, and you wonder why. And it's like you just shoveled all this food in 30 seconds because that's all you thought you had to eat. So just a reminder, when you're focusing on your health and you're focusing on your well-being, this is an easy fix that we can make by simply just taking some time. Like I said, taking some deep breaths, putting our silverware down, just becoming more aware of what we're doing. Smell the food. When we're making grocery store lists, take the time, whether you're taking a list or you're walking the grocery store, to not be multitasking, to really say, these are the foods that I'm choosing to fuel my body. Think about what you're going to make with them. Maybe thinking about making a meal as a family, like just being more mindful about the entire process from purchasing it to putting it into our bodies. And I think when we acknowledge all of those things that we are doing currently, where we're shoveling food in our throats, we feel kind of icky afterwards, it's not good for us. And we haven't even taken a moment to acknowledge that. So I know for me, it's something that I'm way more aware of recently than I ever have. And it's something that I think, like I said, is completely free. It's something that you can do if you're very early on in your health and wellness journey, if you're months long, if you're into it a year or two, wherever you are, if this is the one thing that you haven't even acknowledged, that you're not being mindful with what you're eating, you're not being mindful with the choices that you're making and taking that time to just eat properly and make sure the food is getting, it actually is, you're feeling satiated, you know that your body's digesting it properly, and you took that moment to be present. Because I think, again, with the cell phones and just the go, 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 go in our lives, we are not taking much time to be present with anything anymore. And our food is no exception. We do need to take that moment to be present and be with the people that you're gathering with to eat that meal. And like I said, I'm not talking about what exactly you're eating. I'm just talking about slowing down while you're eating. And if you had that time, if you gave yourself that time to actually be present, eat more slowly, you may find that you are eating less because now you actually know what you're consuming. Because it's so easy to just consume a ton of food if you're not thinking about it, if you are multitasking, if you are just go, 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 eating in between, doing 5,000 other things. I'm not saying every day is going to be perfect and you have the time to enjoy your meals, but when you can, please do. You owe yourself that time. Eating is something that we all have to do. So if we can take that time to ourselves, make sure our food is properly digested and we're taking that time to be present, to acknowledge how we feel, when we feel full, we can actually acknowledge it instead of bypassing it and going into like stuffed category, because I've been there too. And yeah, that's really what I wanted to say, because I've been focusing on that and I think it can help so many people who, you know, maybe you don't want to focus on what you're eating right now and there's only one tiny little thing that you can focus on right now. Being more mindful with your food can really help you just get those signals back of when you're feeling full and when you maybe should stop eating. Maybe when you're like, oh, that's when I was full. I didn't need to eat the entire pork chop or whatever it was. And I did look up a couple books. Now, I have not read these books, but I went through a bunch of searches and I went through a bunch of reviews. And these are some books that I came up with that might be helpful for you if you want to take a deeper dive into mindful eating. And the first one is called The Mindful Diet, How to Transform Your Relationship with Food for Lasting Weight Loss and Vibrant Health by Ruth Wollever and Beth Reardon. So basically, it's a guide on, you know, behavior strategies necessary for creating and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. So again, it's maybe more a basic book. I thought was a good book that could be helpful for a lot of people. And the other one that I found was called Mindful Eating, A Guide to Rediscovering a Healthy and Joyful Relationship with Food by Jan Chosen Bays. And again, it's just about bringing food almost back to the ritual state that it should be. Eating is something that should be enjoyable. It's not a time to feel punished or a time to feel like you have to fit it in. We should be enjoying that time with family and friends. Again, being a crazy busy mom, it's not always going to be perfect, but we should really try to take a deep breath, slow it down, and enjoy our food and be mindful of when we are full. And I think your body will thank you. I hope this episode is helpful for you. Have an amazing week, and I will chat with you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.